How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to Down the Rabbit Hole. It is the first podcast episode of the year for 2024. Chibi and Brad are here. Jack is not here. Unfortunately, we had like some timing issues. It's completely fine. So today we're going to talk about an anime film that I asked everyone to watch, and then we're going to talk about 2024 anime. So Sword of the Stranger is a film that came out in 2007. It was by animated by Bones. It's an original story. For those who don't know who Bones Studio is, they are behind My Hero Academia, Fullmetal Alchemist. They've done a lot. They're very into anime. They're probably, I think, like maybe top three studio right now. And movie came out 2007. I was on Hulu just randomly searching for like anime films because I wanted to see what else was out there. I came across this film. I was blown away by it in terms of its animation, the action, the quality of it. And then it went off of Hulu for some reason, and now it's on Crunchyroll, so you can watch it on Crunchyroll. But, you know, most of the anime films on Crunchyroll are not good. Just throwing that shit out there. So let's talk about it for a second. Chibi, what'd you think of it when I suggested this very violent film?
Okay, I never read the synopsis or anything because I just like to jump in there. So within like 5 minutes, when they had the one fighting scene at the bridge, I was like, holy shit, this is violent. I was like, oh my God. I just want to preface and say you did not warn me there was animal violence in here. So trigger warning, there is some animal violence in here.
I mean, Toby Maru gets cut like one time. Oh, the ox.
Okay.
That, there's a bunch of horses that die in this movie.
That was also sad. Come on. Okay, you know I'm sensitive. But especially with Toby Maru, I was like, bro, if Toby Maru dies within like 10 minutes of this movie, I was like, I'm done. I'm not watching this. I'm going to tell Kev. Like, I've been cooking on this. Yeah. I've been waiting to talk to you about this because I was like, I'm going to give him my peace of mind when we do the recording.
Yeah.
But I gasped when my boy Toby Maru went down. Let me just say, he's vicious. Like, when Brad was saying the dog didn't go full Saiyan mode, I was like, I don't know, man. He kind of went hard.
He did attack a lot of people, yeah.
He did. But overall, I really enjoyed it. I thought the sound effects, surprisingly, were really crisp, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be staring, and then the sound effects would just, like, really draw me in. Like, they were really well done. I liked the animation. I thought the fighting scenes were immaculate, too. Like, even though that was, to me, that was like what 60% of the movie, I was like, damn, this is really
good.
If
you go to like most top tens about like, I think, action fighting scenes in anime, mm-hmm. like most people will put down Sword of the Stranger, especially the last fight.
That last fight went
probably went the smoothest hard. I've ever seen, like in terms of like sword action. I was like, holy shit, mm-hmm. this is like elite violence. And I told Brad, I was like, what'd you think when that dude got his, like, you know, he gets his arm chopped off?
He's, oh,
like,
my God, his arm shit. Chopped off, yeah. Just hanging there. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised because, like, Bones, you know, I think their other anime film at the time was Fullmetal Alchemist Conqueror of Shambhala, which was the actual epilogue, which, you know, I thought was pretty good. It's just incredibly sad. Mm. If you ever watch it, it's very tragic. Like, the original Fullmetal Alchemist ending is not happy at all for anybody. And then when I saw they made Sword of the Stranger, I was like, okay, you can kind of see it within the faces and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're very distinct in their anime style. But yeah, I was blown away by everything. They actually, I read that they submitted this in 2007 for like, it was like Japan's submission for the Academy Award for Best Animation. It obviously didn't get like, it didn't get in because I think that year had like a number of them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, like its story is pretty basic. But you know, in terms of like, you know, being a wandering Ronin, and then you start getting like this kind of mix between like Chinese, like these opium fucking like...
Dude,
drug fiends who are looking for this elixir of immortality, and then they end up like having like these massive brawls. The one thing I really liked about it though is that any character that you thought was going to survive just didn't.
Except my dog Toby Maru.
Brad, what did you think? I know this is not your stuff, man. I know you're not into
it. Yeah, I mean I enjoyed it. It was a movie.
It was a movie.
Yeah. Like, well, okay, so I got super confused at first because I thought I picked the dub version first. So I was watching it and they were all speaking in what I thought was Japanese. So then I went back into the menu and I was like, okay, there's two versions here. So I went to, so I selected the dub version mm-hmm. and went back into it. They were still speaking a different language and yeah. there was no subtitles.
There was no like, subs. I was going to ask that. I was like, when I was watching, I was like, where the fuck are the subs? So I had to watch the dub. But even during the, like when they were speaking, I don't know if it's Cantonese or Mandarin. I was like, where are the subs?
Yeah. So basically that happened often. So like when I first came out in 2007, I actually looked for that. I have like the DVD of this somewhere. And I was like, why isn't Crunchyroll or Hulu, whoever's like, you mm-hmm. know, whoever has it, whoever signed like Sony, why do they have like mm-hmm. the translation? You know, yeah. you just kind of have to guess that like, we know they're talking to each other, right?
It makes it very realistic, especially like, but my biggest thing, there was a big scene between, I'm not good with names, the blonde haired guy.
Yeah.
And the little kid when they're going up the stairs, and I'm like, what are they saying?
Yeah, Luo Lang and like a
So I still have to look it up. I forgot, but I feel like it was very significant, and I feel like at least a translation for that would have been.
It was optimal. Essentially like a sacrifice thing. I think that's what they were talking about, like what's going to happen to me or what mm-hmm. happened to No Name or Nanami or Nanashi, mm-hmm. I think's his name. So mm-hmm. yeah, I just like the fact that like you had like characters that you thought were going to survive, like that one. It was near the end where that one young guy was like telling him, like, I want the princess's hand and stuff like that. And you're like, yeah, you can have whatever you want. Within like a second, he kills one character and he gets his head chopped off with an axe. And I was like, are we like not gonna fucking stop and like ponder what just yeah. happened to that dude? He is done.
That axe was so cool. That axe weapon was so cool.
I mean, what was interesting was that like every one of the like Chinese, like the Ming swordsmen were like, they're all drugged up, so they can't feel anything. They're just kind of like getting bodied. And I was kind of shocked, like, how, I think, like, less than 20 of them killed, like, an entire, like, army without even hesitating. It was just brutal. Like, Brad, you said your favorite death was, like, the one dude with the lance getting shot. Yeah. That was so, I was like, it was so casual,
he gets stabbed in the neck, and then, like,
he's like, I'm no stranger to pain.
It was his name, like, Itadori, right? I was just like, what?
Hey, Luo Lang, can you get back up here? I need your help. I can't, we can't handle this shit. I'm like, oh my god, dude. Yeah, I think it tried its hardest at times to be grounded. But then obviously there was like a lot of fantastical elements, like him throwing a fucking sword from like, I don't know where he was, but that was like 200 feet or like two, like it's like two, it was like a touchdown throw. I was like, he threw it like 100 yards into the dude's neck and killed him. But I thought like the brutality of like certain moments, like when you had certain characters, the dudes look when they fell off the top of the pillar and he's like, I'm looking for his sword. He has that sword stabbed in his neck. He doesn't even know his arm's broken. Doesn't know he's dying. Yeah,
that shit was wild. Yeah,
didn't know he was dying.
Where's my sword? Yeah. Fucking hanging out behind him. I was like, oh.
I was like, holy shit, man. Probably one of my favorite movies I think I've seen in the last, like, decade. Like, just random. Because like, if it was tied to a manga, I'd understand, right? You know, because a lot of manga have, like, movie adaptations. But to have, like, an original anime film was a lot of fun. And it's unfortunate Jack's not here because Jack actually liked it.
I feel so bad. I'm sorry, what? Jack. No, we just have record him separately and just add it to the end of the podcast.
Jack, give me your thoughts on the movie.
What are your thoughts and feelings?
I'll take a picture of him, like cut him off like the fucking South Park Canadian episode. talking, have it yap up and down and stuff like that.
You know, I really liked it.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be Jack's type of
Well, I wanted to kind of like, instead of us having watch a series or like a limited thing, like I wanted to watch something that would be quick and to the point. That's like I didn't want to recommend like Tokyo Godfathers, fantastic anime film. Like, I don't know if like Hayao Miyazaki considers any of his stuff anime, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like animation. I don't want to like have anyone watch, you know, what's another Japanese anime film? There's a bunch of them, but most of them are like fairly dramatic. Yeah. You know? Romance. I think they made like I Want to Eat Your Pancreas? That was a series, right? Or was that a film?
No, that was a movie.
That was a movie. Don't want to have people watch A Silent Voice, which is fucking harsh.
I refuse to watch it.
Yeah, that one's hard to watch. It's really rare to find like an anime film that's not like uber sad.
Yeah, because like I Want to Eat Your Pancreas is like just heart-wrenching.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean Crunchyroll has a lot of them. They have, you know, I think they have Shinko. They have his new film. I just told you about it. Shinko.
Yeah, I was gonna say I do want to watch that one.
Makoto Shinkai's new film's mm-hmm. on there. which is like, if you, when you see the chair, you know, like everyone's like, oh, it's the way they describe it, the way it plays out during the film is really good. But yeah, it's, I just wanted to kind of have everyone just kind of ease back into you know, something simple.
Simple.
Dude, it was simple, bro. Brutal. All you had to do was like watch a dude cut people apart, right? Watch a dog go body some people, biting them in the neck and shit. That dog
is my favorite character, bro.
Yeah, the dog's the best character in the movie.
Best character, easy. Fuck the kid. It's all about the dog.
I hope they do like a director's cut, but it's the dog's interlogue instead of the entire.
It's like, I don't understand why this dude's got red hair. That scares the shit out of me, bro. He's dying his hair right now. It's weird. He's got blonde
hair. Take my fish. Yeah, fuck the kid.
This guy's got blonde hair. This guy's fucking weird, man. I don't like
it. I like how they're like blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm like, but you speak Chinese?
Dude, no, there was a lot of European swordsmen for some reason. Yeah, it was weird. Like, there's a game out there called Neo, and it follows like this English samurai, right? It's actually based off a real character who was an English speaking samurai, right? Just like Yosuke. Oh, which was I don't remember if he was African or Caribbean, but he was an African samurai.
Oh. Yeah,
very cool.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah. I mean, like, it's crazy if you actually watch Sword of the Stranger. There's, like, a lot of connections between characters you wouldn't, like... They kind of gloss over it. Like, the guy, the captain who's the lance, who has the lance, like, they're actually old, like, fucking, you know, they're old mercenaries. So, essentially, he, like, sold his soul to become, like, this fucking, you know... almost a lord, but really like this protector. And then, you know, the Nashi's like, I'm not doing this shit, man. I don't want to lop kids' heads off anymore. You know, that was fucking
bro,
brutal.
The trauma, bro. I saw that and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of surprising. Like, if you've watched anime, like a lot of times, like there's certain tropes that get followed, you know, characters get saved, that type of stuff. Kids don't get killed, that type of shit. And then like, this one's like, nah, dude, we're attacking dogs. We're killing kids.
That's where I drew the line, bro.
We're gonna have characters have like these big hero moments only to get cut down within seconds. You know? Moral of the story, if you're Sword of the Stranger, you're pretty much fucked if you're not Nanashi. Like, that's essentially all it is in Tobimaru. That's it. You imagine if they had a director's cut, they were like, yeah, man, we thought about killing the dog, but they were like, that would have been too far. People would have probably stopped watching.
Me, that was me. So is it implied at the end that
he dies?
He dies?
No. I mean,
okay.
I think it was like left ambiguous, but like,
I want to hope he didn't.
I think when he survived with that piece of jade, right, that got cut in half, I think that saved him.
Think so too. It was just the way that the kid had looked for a second.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, panned to the snow and there was blood trickling, but also the footsteps. I was like,
there are so many like movies that do that. And I don't know why you have to. I just love that part where they're killing each other with, you know, each other's swords. they hit the sword so hard it fucking snapped, and then they're just like, fuck it, just stab each other. I was like, god damn. I was kind of like, if the dude doesn't feel pain, I was like, you know, at that point, I was going to ask that, like, when the blonde sword, Luolong, when he dies, I was like, I don't know, did he feel that? Like, because, you know, he stabbed him in twist, and I was like, the way his face kind of contorted and stuff like that, maybe he just like, his body was just failing him at that point.
I think it was more so the body was just failing him and he was confused. That's kind of like how I took it. Like, why can't I get up type of thing? And then he saw just fucking...
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
When he got cut, he said,
I mean,
I love that he was like he like cut down the fucking grandpa guy and was like, I want to fight. Fuck your sacrifice. I'm ready to fight.
It was the most comedic thing, but it was super graphic when he did it. He's like, you want this immortality elixir for yourself? He's like, you've lived long enough, old man, shut it. I was like, god,
he's like, fucking die.
I mean, the dude took so long with that weapon too, like, because, like, you know, the old rifles, like, they had that long wind up. That'd be the worst thing in combat. You're just like sitting there holding. It's like, holy shit, please fire so I don't die. Yeah, but Sword of the Stranger, if you guys haven't seen it, Crunchyroll, go into like their movie section. You're going to see a lot of live action anime adaptations, but you should see a number of them. Really, really good. So,
very good.
Let's move on to the 2024 anime. We're just going to do winter, I think, unless you guys know other stuff that's coming out. We're going to kind of skip. We're not going to talk about like the, you know, Frieren or Spy Family, which I think is continuing until probably like March. I know they both get like 24 to 26 episodes. I know that Apothecary Diaries is also going to have out until maybe 24. So I don't think we have to talk about that either. I do want to bring up the fact that probably the most anticipated anime, I think, of the year is out right now. Solo Leveling. Mm-hmm. Chibi first told us about it, I think, before talking about how it got adapted. I was like, okay, I didn't read the manhwa, so I kind of went in. I'm not going to lie.
I need to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
I don't know what the hype is so far. It looks cool visually, but it just kind of, you know, it just feels like another, for some reason, I get reminded of Gate. I don't know if anyone's ever seen that.
I've heard of it. I never watched it.
Pretty much like monsters come through these gates and then they fight modern military, stuff like that. But the way they describe it in Soul Living is like, you know, our weapons, modern weapons, don't work against monsters. So you have people who are hunters, and then he is a class E hunter, I think Sung is. Mm-hmm. And then, mm-hmm. you know, the very first episode is pretty graphic at times, like characters getting kind of torn apart and stuff like that. And then he enters in like an E class dungeon, and the monster immediately just kind of like rips a dude in half, and that's how it ends. But I'm like, maybe I need at least 3 to 4 more episodes to kind of get hyped up in it, but oh no. Mashal season 2, right? Or
hell,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should call it season 2. I guess it's like
season 2.
It's season 2? Okay.
Yeah, season 2.
The first episode, very funny.
Damn, I gotta watch it. I didn't know it was out yet.
Very funny. I like the new opening as well. Very good. I think, Brad, you're gonna like it.
Watching it right now.
You're watching it.
Wait, pause. Pause, champ. Sorry, I'm going through the list. Blue Exorcist was remade?
No, it's not being remade. Season 3 is out. That's right.
Better.
Blue Exorcist season 3.
Let's fucking
out.
Go.
Exactly. So,
sorry, I got really excited. That's like one of the sleeper animes.
I can't remember when season 2 last came out.
A long time ago.
Like 8 years
I was probably
ago.
In middle school. I was probably in middle school.
Yeah. I remember people had problems with season 2 too. Because season 1 was really good. And I think season 2 was not following the manga, right? It had one of those things where it was kind of like
there was issues. Yeah.
An original story. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know who's animating season 3, but the shit looks really good.
Is it? Oh, the poster art looks really good. Oh, it's Studio Volin? V-O-L-Y-N? Okay, that just made me really excited. Sorry, I'm going through the list right now.
Shame.
Hell yeah, fuck you.
Let's see. Classroom of the Elite 3. See, it's third season. That's crazy because like when Classroom of the Elite first came out a couple years ago, I did not think it was going to get a season 2. I didn't think it was getting any type of adaptation afterwards because it was one of those like, if you've heard about it, it's really good. It's fantastic anime. Mm-hmm. It's first season. Season 2 is okay, in my opinion. Season 3 is fucking the first episode. We're back. We're back. It's pretty good.
We're back, baby.
There's an anime I want Brad to watch. It's called Dungeon Meshi. So this one is called Delicious. It stands for Delicious in Dungeon. So essentially these guys, the first episode's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So normally I don't recommend Netflix anime because a lot of it is animated poorly, right? Mm-hmm. But this one was actually really, really good and pretty funny. Basically, you know, these individuals are going into dungeons. The very first episode is like the healer, I think, gets eaten by a dragon, but she ends up, or the magician rather, she teleports the party out. And then he has I think it's his brother. The brother wants to go back in to save her. And he's like, we're not going to go out and just spend our money on food here. We're going to go out and eat dungeon like monsters and stuff like that. There's like a whole menu of it. And the dub is fantastic, which was shocking. They have a half elf who's like hilarious. So big fan of that.
I'll have to watch that.
Brad, anything you want to watch so far besides Mashal season 2?
There's one that caught my eye. It's called One Piece.
We can get Rye on. Rye will talk about that all day. Every time I log on to Discord and I see like someone's in Chibi's like chat, I see Rye watching One Piece. I'm like, bro, what episode are you fucking on?
Bro, he's been grinding.
My God, I can't do it, man. I've seen the new animation for it too, for the I think the new arc. There's like new animations coming. It looks really good. It's very fluid and bouncy.
Not really. I mean, there's a few that I've kind of bookmarked to be watched, but I don't.
It'll be a while for my man watching. Let's see here. What else we got? We have, there's one I recommend, Chibi.
I was going to say, yeah. This is the, we are in the comeback of romance anime, y'all. We are in the era. We're back to my elementary school days where they had the elite, like, top five out, okay? Literally so excited to watch that one. I didn't know there is a isekai romance one out. Yeah, it's called Dr. Elise. So isekai romance.
Oh, that's...
I'm ready. It's my genre. That's all I read. You know this. I'm so excited now. I don't even care if it's trash.
I don't know.
I'm so excited.
It will care.
Fuck you guys, bro. Let me live my dream.
No, I'm mean, so go and talk about it. I mean, a sign of affection.
Okay, I was going to say, sign of affection does look really good, though. I like the art.
Yeah, it's like a sign. Like I said, I told the Chibi, it's like, it's a silent voice, but it looks like it's happy. Like, the very first episode seems very happy. Like, they're very welcoming of this individual who's deaf. You know, so I was like, okay, so I mean, you know, we're not gonna get like intensely sad, hopefully not.
But then they're all mute.
I'll let you know.
So.
That's true.
I'll let you know.
There's there's an anime that's out. It's called Chain Soldier or Mato Sei no Slave, which is
my god, bro, it's ecchi. Come on.
My buddy, I swear to God, he messaged me. He's like, bro, my anime is coming out. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, dude, this is pretty much porn, bro. Like, you gotta relax. Oh, no. You gotta chill.
My anime's coming.
He's like, I'm very excited. Please.
He's like, bro, we gotta talk. You're exposing yourself.
There's like, I think a lot of these are coming out. They're either out now or there's like another week, but I know.
Yeah, a lot of them say January 4th.
Yeah. Very surprised. Like, some of them have like been like Ishira just came out. Like, if you've ever gone on TikTok, they pretty much talk about this anime because in the very opening, this girl gets like ripped apart, like brutally. And it's pretty much just a bunch of, it's another, if you ever heard of Basilisk was like this anime in which like a number of like these two clans were warring against each other, and it was pretty much a death battle anime. And that's essentially what Ishira is. Like, there's like, you know, God, it's like War of Ragnarok or whatever, that type of stuff. So looks very violent. There's all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, this season, there's a lot, surprisingly, that came out. A lot of like continuations, like I said.
I was going to say, it seems like a lot of continuations, like a lot of seasons 2, 3. I can't get over Blue Exorcist. I had no idea that was coming out.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was probably like I knew Blue Exorcist season 3 was in the works. I did not think it was coming out. Now,
this soon.
I thought later, but I know Solo Leveling is quite possible, like the big star, like that's all people have been talking about.
I just have to watch it. I'm excited. I just feel like you don't get the hype
if you've kind of, yeah, I mean, not now. I mean, I've most manhwa I've seen it, like, with, you know, with action, like they haven't adapted. Like, I think Tower of God was really good.
Oh, I loved Tower of God. This one gave me the same feels as that because it's like the underdog story. It's like, yeah, but starts off kind of underpowered, and then
I kind of keep reading that, like, with Solo Leveling, as the series has gone along, it's kind of gotten stale with the way they approach action.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, duh.
I mean, essentially, if that's all it's about, you know, eventually you're gonna get bored of, like, how many more fucking overpowered characters do we need, guys? Like,
It's good, though. I mean, I do enjoy it, but I'm interested to see how they take it, because I did stop at a certain point because I was like, all right, I think I'm good. I've gotten my piece of it. But I remember when I first read it, I really enjoyed it.
It's going to be interesting to see, like, how that catches on, too. Because, I mean, most manhwas that have been adapted are either hit or miss. What was the fighting one? It was like Kingdom of, it was like the high school.
Oh, you know, high school about? Of the, Colby, what was the one, the fighting one? High school.
For like, I think a lot of
God of High School.
Yeah, God of High School. I think a lot of people were fans of near the end.
I was not. I loved the manhwa, and then the anime just was not. It went so fast.
Yeah.
They skipped so much stuff.
I mean, that's such
Yeah, the manhwa is really good.
Such a was what they
Colby
did.
Would talk about that one. He's like, I just finished it.
Both. I'm just sad. Chainsaw Man. It's not.
That's I would say anything with MAPPA is probably either like spring or summer. I wouldn't be surprised. You know what I mean? Like Chainsaw Man season 2. I'm telling you, bro. Like, I know you don't read manga. Do not read fucking what's Chainsaw Man right now. That shit is depressing. It's gotten to a really sad point, man. But with Blue Exorcist, like, so Brad, you've been interested in that one, right? Yeah, I mean. What? Perfect time, bro. You have 2 seasons.
I'm not much for exorcism, so
Black Butler's coming back in spring. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Dude, my like middle school self is screaming. Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that in the future, but I'm really excited now.
Now we talk about any upcoming. I just want to talk about the ones that are out now. I mean,
yeah,
it's just like a lot, but like some of these are, it's clear that like, you know, Solo Leveling, Classroom Elite 3, Mashal, of course, Mashal's not gonna.
So excited about Mashal.
I'm just shocked that a Netflix anime is decent. Most of them are just completely awful. It's very shocking.
I mean, at least it's good. Maybe they're stepping up their game.
Maybe. Oh,
I'm excited for The Sign of Affection. I'm excited for that one.
I want to say every season has like one standout romantic anime. Mm-hmm. Like one. It's the stuff that Brad will never watch, right? Unless his wife forces him, you know.
Dude, I'm telling you, you would love Apothecary Diaries. I'm
tired of being sad.
Because it's like a mystery romance. It's not even really romance. It's like mystery with a hint
of romance. There's a mystery?
There's a mystery about why they're doing like apothecary stuff, bro.
I was like, they don't know who they're romancing.
What is this? No.
Mao Mao is just one of the best, like, well written characters I've seen in a hot minute.
That would actually be interesting, Brad, if like they didn't know who they're romancing.
Bro, they got like 10 love interests. It's I don't know who I'm picking.
It's like those games. Nice. No, that's why you got the harem, right?
The Otome games. Like, my favorite games.
What's that show that my wife watches it and I hate it?
Bro, I don't know.
We're
trying to interrogate you, like whether or not I talk to your wife.
We talk to his wife every day.
Love is Blind, right? Where they date like 10 people at a time, but they can never see them. Just that, but a manga. Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't watch it, but
yeah, you would. Don't you lie to me?
You're giving people ideas out there.
Let's see what else is coming out. So
your wife would make you watch it.
Probably.
We have Konosuba season 3. Thank God. I'm so excited for that. I want you guys to watch Konosuba because I think it's hilarious.
Is that a car?
It's an anime.
I feel like I've heard good things about it.
It's a comedy anime. It's very funny. The animation's like, it's nothing to write home about, but it's got probably one of the best dubs I've ever like listened to.
Oh, really?
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. New Demon Slayer's coming out in April. Damn, that's early. Jake posted something. He reposted something on Twitter. I don't think it was true, but it said like the next Demon Slayer is going to be like 3 months worth of fucking episodes. And I was like,
what?
The Hashira training arc is legitimately...
It's so short,
it's
right?
It's very short. So unless they're diving straight into the final arc, then I understand. Yeah. Then I'd be excited if that was true.
Yeah.
But they literally could have made like 4 to 6 episodes and then been like, hey, we're good. We'll see you next season.
Yeah. I feel like you can make a movie out of it.
That's what people are talking about.
Yeah. I feel like that'd make the most sense. Like, don't make a whole season.
Well, MAPPA is making the new Fate Stay movie, so that's a big deal.
Don't you start.
If you've ever seen Fate Stay Night, it's very depressing.
I'm good.
The Crunchyroll Anime Awards are in March, so you got to vote at the end of this month for it. So good luck with that.
Apothecary Diaries.
I expect Apothecary Diaries to win a lot.
They better. That shit's so good.
It's very good. So we got...
I've not heard one person say they didn't like it.
Brad's about to be that guy, right? Brad's about to, he's like, I watched one episode. I don't understand.
Okay,
where's the romance? Where's the confusion romance, bro?
You got to watch at least 3 episodes. Because episode 3 or 4, you're like, what the fuck?
Now you know who's romancing who.
Yeah, now you know.
They figure out what the apothecary
is.
So Kaiju number 8 is coming out also in spring, which is a... People have been waiting for this adaptation, and the anime looks fucking fantastic.
That sounds very familiar.
Kaiju number 8 is one of the most popular manga, too, out right now.
Maybe that's why. I've just, like, casually have seen it.
Very violent. Let's see what else we get. We have, obviously, My
Hero Academia. Kobe got so excited. Yeah, it's coming out in spring.
When I told him Kaiju number 8 is coming out?
Yeah, he goes, what did you say?
Kaiju number 8 is out in April. There you go.
Oh, God, he's in.
Yeah.
We can have Kobe on for that episode.
Wait. Spice and Wolf is getting a sequel? What?
No.
I thought that thing was done in 2012.
You might have been the one that told me about this.
Damn, 12 years. Eight? What?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's the comeback season.
I'm so confused.
Damn, the time I got reincarnated as slime season 3? What the fuck? There's 2 seasons of it?
Yeah. That's very popular.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never watched it, but holy shit.
Me either.
Let's see what else we got here. I don't think.
Bro, fuck that. Fucking Mushoku Tensei.
Season 2.
Season 2, bruh. Let it die. Let it die.
I thought, I mean, listen, people love that anime, man.
Listen, I get it, but also it just, I can't get over the fact. It just bothers me so much. I just can't watch it.
One of the OG isekai, right? I think like one of the original ones, and then fucking mm-hmm. It has like probably one of the weirdest POVs, especially when you're talking about a character who's, you know, God knows how old, like fawning over 15-year-old girls as much as possible.
I can't do it. I can't get over that fact.
Not many people can. Holy shit.
I know.
You know what's crazy? Spring 2024 is kind of, outside of like Kaiju and a couple others,
looks
kind of bare in terms of what, you know, most people will know. There's a couple
of I've heard of Spice and Wolf. I don't know what
Spice and Wolf was very popular in like 2012 when it first came out, mm-hmm. I think, because it was like, I don't know how to describe it. It's more like a slice of life. It was very like casual, and it was very like the conversations were mature and kind of adult and stuff like that. And like, everyone thought it ended. They're like, oh, it's over. All right, we're going to move on. Cause you know, it's like Blue Exorcist. Like I thought after the failure of season 2, you know, if people like season 2, I guess, you know, sure. But like, I thought it was over. It's like how Psycho Pass is still ongoing somehow after season 3 was not well received by anybody. Like people
they're like, yeah, you're going to watch it.
Here's fucking Psycho Pass 3, and here's a Psycho Pass 3 movie to throw in. I was like, what the fuck, man? Let's see, what do we got for summer? Tower of God season 2. Well, it's just what's confirmed right now.
Bro, fuck Rachel. Screw you. The worst character I have ever experienced. Like, if you think about like your worst character in an anime, manga, whatever, it is Rachel for me. I hate Rachel.
Yeah, she's not.
There's not a lot of characters that can top her.
From
Tower of God. Yes, from Friends.
She's fine. What do you hate Rachel from Friends for, Brad? What's going on here?
We love.
You know why?
You hate Jennifer Aniston? Oh. The fuck
is What's wrong with Jennifer Aniston? She's beautiful.
So, Brad, One Punch Man season 3 is going to be out this year too. So that's one of MAPPA's. Not confirmed. Saga of Tanya the Evil is getting a second season. What the fuck? That's insane. I haven't seen that shit in a long time. It's pretty much a isekai. So this person was reincarnated into this like young girl. She's like this witch. She's absolutely this menace, just killing all these people. She's like a colonel or something in like the military or something like that, dude. She's a monster. Ocean Oko season 2 is also coming out this year. I honestly thought that was like going to be at least a year in between. You know, but it was 12 episodes.
Very fast.
Let's see here. Is that ReZero? Yeah, ReZero is getting like its third season. God. Very shocking. If you want to see him get bullied. Misfit of Demon King Academy 2. That's one. Get another season, which, you know, not surprising. That one's incredibly popular. Hell's Paradise is getting a second season. I don't know if I want to fucking watch it after MAPPA kind of botched the goddamn thing.
I mean, I think I would. I really liked the first season, even though, you know, I didn't read the manga, so I can't really attest it.
Yeah.
But I like the concept. I do.
I mean, it's a really good anime, right? Mm-hmm. Really smart. A lot of, like, good dialogue with characters. Mm-hmm. Problem was, like, when I went to watch it, I was like, this is obviously not MAPPA's best work.
Yeah, best.
Like, what the fuck just happened? One of the most anticipated ones. Let's see. I'm trying to look for Bow Fury. It's not going to happen, bro. I'm sorry.
No Fury. Fairy Tales. Maple and syrup.
Dude, I'm shocked. Well, everyone's shocked it got a season 2. I highly doubt it gets a season 3. 2 Year Eternity season 3 is coming out this year.
Absolutely not. You could not pay me enough. I didn't get past first episode.
Congratulations getting depressed on that one, folks. If you want to watch that, I guess. There's an anime called Reincarnated as a Sword.
What is with these, like, reincarnated?
I love these, though. I love the concept of reincarnated as a vending machine. It's so funny.
Okay, I do want to watch that one, though. That one sounds
reincarnated funny. As a vending machine was like, it's like your typical, it's like, you know, people who had played games and then eventually get into these, like, worlds where they can just kind of do what they want. I don't know if you guys watch Shangri-La Frontier. Brad, I know you, like, wishlisted it or bookmarked it. At first, I thought it was like an isekai. It's not. It's like an MMO. So it's like Sword Art Online. But the character, he's like, what he plays is all these really jank MMOs, these virtual reality ones. And so he's used to like them being all dog shit. So he goes into like Shangri-La Frontier expecting the same, but it's a AAA game. and he gets all these bells and whistles, and he solos all these different bosses. Like, he picks a character where legitimately they're like, hey, like, if you pick this character, you're not going to be in the starter town, so you have to actually go. So he ends up fighting all these different bosses and ends up beating them. Like, they're like, he pretty much changes the game. There's a couple of anime that are just like that, but it's well done. Shangri-La Frontier is a lot of fun, so I don't know if it's done, but I think you should watch it, Brad.
I was going to say, I would kind of want to check that one out. That one sounds good.
Pretty funny.
I just like the Birdman.
Oh, no. It's a helmet.
No, it's Birdman.
No, bro. It's
he goes, Birdman. Nope, it's Birdman.
Sorry.
Birdman.
Attorney at Law. Aqua Teen Hunger Force, stuff like that. That's the Bibble. That's the Bibble. You try to talk about the word of Jimmy?
No.
The shit. Dr. Stone Science Future. I think that's the final season, right? Yeah.
No.
Fourth season of Dr. Stone. I think, isn't that the final season?
It shouldn't be. Dr. Stone has a lot of content.
They get all sciencey and shit, you know what I mean?
Season 3 is like maybe, what, Colby, like 30% of the manga?
Oh, Jesus.
Season 3?
They're going to be... Yeah,
like, where would you say that is in the realm of the art?
Season 3? Only 30%?
Yeah, Colby said like 45%. Oh, 35.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's a lot left. Like, this is just like where it gets good to season 3. I'm serious.
Okay.
Season 3 is like where it picks up, in my opinion.
I'll probably check that. I did like the first season. I thought it was pretty good. I just didn't check it out afterwards.
Second season was a sleeper for me. I didn't enjoy it. I thought it was good in the manga, but to me, I feel like they really just stretched it out, and I was like, this is kind of boring. But you have to watch the movie after season 2, because the movie's really good, and it gives you a lot of the context for season 3.
Brad, you might like Dr. Stone. It's not just...
It's really good.
It's got good comedy in it.
Yeah, it's really funny.
There's a new sword art...
Is it like a stoner show?
No, dude, he's like a scientist that turns into stone, so yes.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
There's Sword Art Online, another... wow, that shit just...
Sorry,
I'm
done
going
after Gun Gale.
Yeah, no, it's the second season of Gun Gale, apparently.
I'm going to shoot myself. I'm joking.
So an anime that's surprised that's getting another season is The Detective Is Already Dead. That was not well received. Very popular manga from what I read. Nier Automata is getting its part 2, which was crazy because, like... when we tried to have everyone watch Nier Automata, like it literally stopped.
It just was not it.
They stopped making it. No, I loved it. It was actually...
Oh, did you?
The second half of it is really, really good. The problem was they literally stopped production. I think A1 did. I want to say for 6 months. So after everyone else ended in like February and March, like they were still like on episode 6 or 7, and then it finally kind of picked up again, like September-ish. Really good. Season 2 is probably just going to finish out the game, or like the second cycle of the game or something like that. So that's interesting. There's a new Fate fucking show. There's another Skate the Infinity is getting a season 2, which is very shocking to me. Ooh. I never
watched the first one, but
I know Skate the Infinity is very popular, so I did not think it was going to get another anime. There's a Naruto anime project, I guess, for the 20th anniversary. That's interesting.
Finally.
No. Oh, this one's big. I actually want to say this. It's called Go Go Loser Ranger.
That sounds funny.
The manga was actually called Ranger Reject. That's how everyone knew it. So basically, yeah, think like Power Rangers, but like...
They're the rejects.
Think like more violent and dark.
Oh.
It's actually a darker version. Yeah, it's pretty violent. Oh, damn. Very good. Loved it. And I was like, I wonder if this is going to, show up eventually as an anime. And then it will be this year. And then obviously Dandadan, which is like probably my most anticipated of the year. If you've never read the manga, it probably has some of the best art next to One Punch Man. And I think Murata at One Punch Man is probably one of the best artists I've ever seen. Brad, here's what I want you to do, Brad. I'm going to probably send you some panels from One Punch Man. And I want you to just be like... The fucking dude drew this. Like, he actually draws like Saitama flipping a planet.
I like the cover art is really pretty.
Yeah, Dandadan is beautiful. Like, it has some of the... I wonder how it's going to animate, because there's like some really detailed stuff in it, but it's batshit crazy. I think Brad would love that too.
Oh, and they said, when is this one coming out? Fall?
Yeah, you know who'd love that? Fucking Jack would love Dandadan.
No. He doesn't get to watch it, sorry.
That's true.
He's not here.
Jack doesn't get to watch anything. He gets to be left out. He can watch Boruto season 2.
Hey, yo, put some respect on Boruto. Hold on.
No, I'm not. Like, no one puts respect on that. And if someone hears you say that out loud, they may have to remove you from the podcast or the anime.
No, listen, listen. Raph loves fucking Boruto.
How? That shit is dog shit.
He fucking loves Boruto. That man keeps up.
You know what he might be doing? You know what he might be doing? He might be playing the long game. There are some people. who are like, dude, I love Boruto, man. I'm like, oh no.
I think he's playing the long game.
There's an anime it's gonna sound weird. It's called Toilet Bound Hanako-kun.
No. I've heard that's really good.
It is fantastic. It's really good. Its first season is amazing. So that came out 4 or 5 years ago. Probably some of the best animation. Like, it's very
It looks really nice.
Shot, like, it actually ended on a kind of a cliffhanger, and then now we're getting season 2 this year. So excited about
I'll
that.
I'll have to watch season 1.
Big deal. Let's see what else we got. Let's see. Oh, Blue Box is getting an adaptation. That's kind of shocking. It's like it's a sports anime.
Oh, okay.
Very shocked about that. I know it's popular, but like, you know.
I know we're getting the Haikyuu movie soon too. Like the final.
Okay. The final part.
What do you mean why? Fuck you. Have you watched all of it? Have you read it? No. You're a disappointment.
I've actually
that shit. Has one of the best endings.
So the reason why I've never watched Haikyuu, I don't watch like any sports anime except for like Hajime no Ippo. Hajime no Ippo is like my favorite sports anime. It's boxing.
Okay, well, I'm gonna need you to watch season 1 or
but
I'm about
I can't,
to make that.
I can't watch them
I'm about
play
to make
volleyball,
that.
Bro.
No, you don't understand. I don't even know volleyball. Oh. And it was so entertaining. I'm gonna make us watch season 1, I swear to God. Don't make me do it. I'll do it.
Rurouni Kenshin's getting its second season, the Kyoto arc, which I'm excited about because the actual remake is really good, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. Cuts off a lot of the fluff. Let's see here. What else? Damn, there's a lot coming out this year. Holy shit. I'm actually super shocked. Let's see. Anything? Let's see. Crazy that I can't remember because Kaiju number 8 is probably the one I'm like really excited about. And Dandadan.
You literally got Colby so excited.
I mean, they've been talking about that forever. I thought that it was going to be like a year off. So I don't see any Chainsaw Man stuff yet. I'm looking, Brad. I'm assuming. Oh, no, there's a movie, Brad. I'm sorry. They're making a Chainsaw Man movie. I don't know if you've seen the trailer. Nope. There's an which is kind of crazy because season 1 literally covered like half the fucking manga. So they showed Rez or Reze. I can't pronounce how they pronounce her name, but she is like this very important character. And I think it's like a 90-minute movie, and it looks it looks fantastic. So, and then I assume they're gonna cut to the end when they do the Gun Devil, which is fucking amazing, great arc. A lot of the rest of this stuff looks like just kind of like, you know, stuff that they're questioning, maybe. Yeah, nothing I don't see, but there's a lot of movies coming out too. God damn, they have an Overlord movie. They have a fucking Madoka Magica movie coming out, which will be probably tragic as shit. Dude, listen.
Dude, I've heard such sad things about that.
See a magical girl who looks like they're going to do something against this monster, then they get their head bitten off, then you're like, this shit is real.
I am good.
Bocchi the Rock. There's a movie coming out for that. I want people to watch Bocchi the Rock. I think it's a fantastic anime.
That could be one of our choices, too.
I do want... I don't know if Jack's going to watch it.
Oh.
It does sound pretty terrible, so...
I think, Brad, you'd like it.
I feel like you'd like it.
It's funny. Like, it's very funny.
I feel like Jack would like it, because it talks about social anxiety.
The Rock.
Bocchi. I feel like he would appreciate it, because it's funny. I think he'd like it.
We have Eminence and Shadow movie.
Oh, God.
Jack will get excited about that. There's a new My Hero Academia movie coming out.
My Hero Academia.
Sword Art Online's getting a movie. Well, I mean, they're close to closing out the manga. I think JJK and my MHA are closing out this year. So, which is crazy because you know Shonen Jump is like they need them. Mm-hmm. Like those are the two most popular outside of One Piece, so it's like who you're replacing these two fucking landmark titles with, right? I don't think there's anything else coming out. There's a fucking Ranking of Kings film.
Okay. Hell yeah. Okay. Let's go. Shit. Go, Bochy.
There's a bunch of Gundam films. Oh, they're fucking finally, finishing up the Hathaway films. For those who don't know, like, Gundam Hathaway is like one of the, pretty much like one of the landmark titles, like, in the Gundam series. It follows like a certain character and how they pretty much like, they become this folk hero and all that stuff. It's really fucking good. But that was like in the 80s when like they first talked about it in the episodes. And now they have the films and stuff like that. And people were upset with Netflix. They're like, when the fuck's the next one coming out, bro? Like, why are we waiting for so long? Like, I guess, bro.
Oh.
I think that's it. If there's a Haikyuu movie, I don't see anything.
I remember they were talking about it, that it was coming out soon, but they never gave it an actual date.
Kind of glad they didn't, you know? Who wants to watch it. Volleyball anyway?
I can, oh, somebody, we're going to clip that, and then we're going to watch it, and then Ken's going to be like, you know,
and then I'm like, you know what? I didn't want to watch volleyball anyway.
You're going to be like, you know, I'm not going to lie, it's probably one of the best animes I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
Mark my words. Mark my words.
I might make everyone watch Pluto, which is fantastic. Pluto is it's pretty much there was a manga that came out, it's Astro Boy. So pretty much what they did was that they had a retelling of like Astro Boy's like origins, or an origin story of like one of the main villains, and like it's a darker version. And it's fantastic. Like literally probably one of the best I watched last year. It also came out on Netflix. Just phenomenal. Like very dark. Has some really tragic moments. Kind of shocked it was an Astro Boy. Maybe I was like, there's no happiness here. What's going on? Like,
what?
Why isn't this kid flying away? Like, what is happening here? Who is this detective who looks like some fucking middle-aged white guy?
You can't fly away from your own depression.
Exactly,
know?
Dude.
Damn.
Can't get that depresso out. But yeah, I mean, this is, you know, once again, fucking, it's crazy how we went from, you know, getting 4 or 5 anime, like big anime a year, to like 4 or 5 a season, you know, depending on
I was just thinking about that. Yeah,
you know,
it's just like, I have so much to watch. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's a lot. Just like, you know, at least 2024 is going to be kind of a quieter year with games, so you know, I can just make one video a week instead of like two.
I'm just warning you, Ken.
You're gonna be insufferable when Persona 3 comes out.
Insufferable. I just wait. I will give you content. I'll give you all of the content.
I want Brad to play. Yeah, no, what we'll do? We'll do a review, you and me.
I'm so excited.
We'll do a review discussion.
So excited. Literally, the day it comes out, we'll do a 24-hour stream.
Brad, we'll do Dragon's Dogma 2.
What do you want to fucking say, Brad?
We'll do Dragon's Dogma 2, Brad. Don't worry. Because you'll play it. I know you're going to play it and put a hunt. This fool, so like, he heard about Dragon's Dogma 2 coming out, right? And he's like, cool, man, I'll download Dark Arisen. I was like, yeah, man, that game's, you know, it's a 70-hour game. Dude has like 100 hours in it. I'm like, bro, what the fuck just happened? Like, when did you start playing
this? I'm not even out of the first city yet.
That's very much that sounds what, like me. Nah, that's such a good dude.
On my 360, I probably put 120 hours before I bought it on Steam.
God damn.
Not, I mean, I that's, that. I mean, if you see Persona 3, I mean, like, everything I've seen about it looks fantastic. I'm kind of sad that some of the voice actors didn't come back, but.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think.
They're just too old now.
Yeah,
they can't, essentially. They can't voice teenagers.
They,
so.
They cannot voice.
They need more Matt Mercer or something. Like, is that Matt Mercer?
Is that Matt Mercer?
That's Brad. Brad's like, I can't play this game where Matt Mercer's in it.
I'm not gonna Google and see who changed.
I think Junpei did, right? Because I was like listening to his voice. I
love
like,
Junpei's voice actor because he plays one of the characters in FMAB for the dubbed.
Yeah, I think it's Johnny Young Bosch. I don't think he's doing it anymore because I listened to the voice and it sounds different. But it might just be like a different delivery.
Here, let me say voice actors.
That'd be fucking hilarious. We just want The Rock dubbing this over and over again until we get said. Oh, man. Brad, is there anything this season? Like, because here's the plan, right? Because we're probably going to next week, we're going to do like a, you know, what the plan is for the channel and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. There are so many they changed.
Yeah.
Like the whole main cast almost.
Well,
oh
yeah. I mean, like, I'm assuming, like, they just, you know, most people like moved on or they just couldn't be contacted, something like that.
I'm sure most people don't want to be associated with it anymore because it was such a terrible game to begin
with. Brad has...
All right, I'm about to disconnect Brad real quick.
Shit, you have a...
Yeah, so it was Vic... oh my God, how do you say his last
name? Oh, Vic McNomah? Know. No.
Yes. No. But now it's Zeno Robinson.
Well, you know why Vic McNomah got... Yeah. Over. Yeah, so of course he's not going to be anymore. He was actually Edward Elric.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So with... Yeah,
I forgot about that. Okay,
basically,
that
so you know, no, that's a good idea because like normally what I want to do is like at least get one of you guys on a game, so it's not just me or Brad talking, or me making the videos. We can just co-make. So here's what I think's gonna happen with anime. Once again, Brad, we want to give you at least one or two that you want to choose, and then we'll let Jack choose. Right? We all know what it's gonna be. It's gonna be some, you know.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Give me them Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Obviously Chibi, you know, listen, Haikyuu, let's say if it's like a down season, you know. Like
I'm just saying, I think you'd like it because I was the same. I was like, what is this stupid like volleyball stuff? Like anime sports are stupid. I'm telling you, it's the underdog story. Oh God, sorry, my eyes are on fire.
Well, you know, I didn't hate Blue Lock.
I'm crying because I'm so emotional about
Was it Blue Lock? I didn't hate Blue Lock, but I was like, is this what they're doing? Like torturing these poor kids to play soccer? Like, Jesus, is this...
Okay, it's not like that with Haikyuu. Haikyuu to me is like... Sorry, Kobe's cooking something, he's burning my eyes. Haikyuu to me is like actually like very... Hold on. It's very comedic. That's the thing. It's like, it's not just sports. Like the actual characters... Mm-hmm. And the comedy in it is really...
She's about to come. yeah, but, you know, obviously Mashal, but Brad, you got to find something else, dude, that you like. And then, like, if you find it, man, just tell us and we'll watch it. But, like, if it's, okay, like, something... It can't be that one shit Check made us watch where I was like, this is just... I can't... Man, I was like, I almost debated. I was like, I don't want to tell Jack it was like awful, but it was just the most okay thing I'd ever watched. So,
oh wait, I just found one. I'm giving the disgraced noble lady I rescued a crash course in naughtiness.
Is that a real anime? Where did you find this?
I missed.
It's on Crunchyroll.
Is it new?
There's at least one whole season.
So. There's one whole season? All right, so you want to watch that one.
Oh, God. What did he recommend?
Go ahead, Brad. Tell her what we're recommending.
Let me
I'm giving the disgraced noble lady I rescued a crash course in naughtiness.
That's a hard no.
We watched Food War, so I mean...
Food Wars is great. Fuck you.
How bad could this one be?
The dude's
clip
got...
it right there. How bad could it be?
That's what I'm gonna do. And then
he's got a two-toned haircut. So
are we really watching? Are you really gonna make me?
I don't know. I just literally just clicked on the first one.
So like the plan is this year, right, to help with the channel, right, so that Chibi will fucking finally do what I ask when I'm like, hey, dude, can you post this on Discord, you asshole?
I forget.
So just basically, keep
spamming me, it's fine. Yeah.
So that, and then like we're gonna have like, you know, each of us choose an anime, right?
Yeah.
And we're gonna try. Listen, we're not gonna get out of it either. We're gonna watch it, and we're gonna fucking like do our best. All right.
That's what I want out of you guys is just to try.
Okay, I know. No,
not you. It's more so for Gremlin over here and Jack.
Yeah.
Jack's been doing okay. He's been trying.
Jack tries, and then he's like, I just couldn't pay attention. He's like. There's more than three characters. Like, what do I do? I'm like, let them fucking talk, Jack.
Let them cook, bro. Let them cook.
With Persona 3, though, I do want to do a giveaway for that, you know?
I'd be down to promote it.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Put it on your IG.
I mean, I'm down to promote it, everything, but just spam me. I'm serious. You know I have a goldfish memory.
I'll probably create that, like, what is it, first week of February?
Yeah, it's February 2nd. It's that Friday.
Damn, she hasn't like written down.
Dude, I'm so excited. Again, shout out to Ryzenari. I'm when that shit hits the door, playing it.
Yeah, we'll do like the week before, and then we'll just have it like the day that it comes out be the day we choose winners and stuff like that. Well, should be fun. I'll make like a whole thing for it, or you can make a whole thing for it and just do like, hey, we're promoting this, and just, you know.
Yeah.
Cut the
video. That's what I'm saying. I can put it in because there's people who actually like are interested to play it because I won't shut the fuck up about it.
Dude, it's
and then I have a lot of Persona fans in the community.
Brad has never played Precisely. God,
I really do think you
have played special. Three. Yeah,
you
yeah,
played
I'm
three.
Play three. Okay. I've played four and I've started five, but it's a 700-hour game, so I don't.
I think how arguably three.
I beat that game three times.
Same. I think arguably three is the best storyline, in my opinion. You would. Yeah, fuck you. It's a little bit darker. I like it.
I like World
I think,
War.
I think two is pretty good.
I see.
You've
I don't
never
know
played
one or
Persona
two.
I have not.
I have it's played Persona two.
I just assume it would be pretty good.
No, it's dark. Actually, here's a crazy part. Persona 1 and 2 were actually not very popular. They weren't well received. When 3 came out, it was shocking that 3 fucking actually did come out. But like, we know what Japanese like RPGs do. They're like, yeah, we're making another sequel. And then it was fucking fantastic. And I was like, what is going on? Like, the first two just weren't that great. Not it. Mm-hmm. But like, the whole Shin Megami Tensei series is very, very obscure. Like, you either love that really hardcore fucking RPG stuff where you hate it completely. So, yeah. The Persona series is the most successful. I mean, everything about it looks fucking just mind-blowingly good.
I just cannot get over the fact they actually did it. Like, if you would have told me 5 years ago they're remaking, like, completely remaking it, I'd have been like, you're a fucking liar. Lying.
Good, because, like, I remember when Xbox got, like, Persona 3 Mobile, and I was like, this is terrible. I don't want to play this type of game. Dude, I just, like, it just takes away all the fun from the game.
It does.
Like, you know? The whole thing's about, like, the traversal, like, living, like, the daily life type stuff, being able to engage in dungeons, and they took that all out, and I'm like,
what's the point?
All right.
Nightmares of Tartarus.
For the next Pokemon reboot.
Dude, that's PAL World, man. That comes out January 19th, and it's Pokemon with guns, so you can...
Oh.
But is there an anime about it, though? That's the real question.
Dude, who cares, man? Ash finally won. Oh, okay. Dude.
Ash finally won.
Ash did it, right? I remember
and
that coming
died
out.
Of old age.
Yeah. No, he's still like 12, so
something. I was gonna say, somehow.
How, dude, you imagine you do like 30 years of anime and you're still 12 somehow. That's like the Simpsons. Like, parents, it's like, when the fuck did Bart, when does Lisa and Bart grow up? Like, when is any of this shit get old? All right. So we just talked about, you know, Sword of the Stranger, 2024 anime, kind of diverted into like some of the anime games, you know, with Persona. Next down the rabbit hole episode, I think we should go with Brad's suggestion.
Start off the year
right.
Why do
you want to do this to me? All right, I'm ready to roast his awful choice.
There's
you know
only
how we
64
make fun of Jack?
Episodes, so.
We're only watching one season.
We're doing season one.
No, it's...
How many episodes, though?
It's 12.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, there's no way there's 64 episodes. I was like, there's no way.
And then we'll go to Jack, right? Because I don't want Jack
just
to feel left out.
Last.
And right? Then we'll go back to me. Because y'all are going to love my first suggestion so much. They're going to be like, please randomly pick another one. And
ain't no way. Watch us be like, oh, it's not actually
Brandon would love your fucking suggestion. Next week, though, we're going to talk about, you know, stay the channel, goals for this year, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start off with addressing Brandon's question about whether...
Wait, what's his question?
What was the question, Brandon? It was like something about the podcast. Oh, no. Like, what are you guys doing this goals thing for the podcast? I'm like, I got something to say to you, motherfucker. So if you're watching this part, listen, I got something to say. All right. Any final thoughts by anybody here? Are we good?
Watch Haikyuu. Thank you.
Listen, Lola, wait your turn. Wait your turn.
Hey, okay.
I'm sorry, Brad, then Jack, then me, and mine's going to be Bochy the Rock, and then we'll do Haikyuu. Okay, because season one's 24 episodes, right?
I mean, we could do like half the season to start off with. All
right, we'll ramp it up.
Then you guys are gonna want to watch all of it. So you're gonna be like, Chibi, can we do 24 episodes? And I'll be like, yeah.
Watch Brad's suggestion be like the best one. I'll be so pissed.
Really, I know. Right?
It was amazing.
Last year when we watched
that
when
princess,
we did all four
sure.
Of them.
That princess sure is naughty.
Okay, on that note, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for watching, everyone. Like, this has been Down the Rabbit Hole for the first episode of 2024.
I'm gonna cry.
We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.